What's going on, everybody? This is Black Men Sundays. I'm your host, Corey Sylvester Murray, and we're talking about generational wealth, finance, business, and mental health.
It's a Black Man Sunday. Time to put all childish things away. I refuse to be the man I was yesterday. Gotta put my best foot forward and elevate.
How is your wealth moving? Is your wealth moving with purpose? Because I hear the first generation builds it, the second generation enjoys it, and I heard the third generation destroys it. Now, are you a high-level earner that doesn't have a coordinated wealth and tax strategy? Well, guess what? I'm inviting you to a private virtual wealth strategy session featuring LaVaysha Davis, founder and senior wealth advisor at LS Advisors. Now, this will take place Tuesday, April 21st at 7 p.m. Eastern Time via a virtual link. And yes, there will be a replay link that will be provided. Now, this sister was a previous guest who had two shows. She had a part one and a part two discussing the family CEO mindset and how to set your family up as a business. So first off, LaVaysha Davis, welcome back to Black Men Sundays, and I'm so excited to have this session with you. How are you doing today?
Man, today is great. I'm glad to be here with you again, Corey.
Yeah, so first off, let's jump right in. Who is this session for?
This virtual event is designed for the high-income earner that's trying to navigate a new level of wealth creation. And what do I mean by that high-level earner or that's trying to navigate wealth creation? Number one, I have three profiles actually. So number one, that savvy real estate investor who has a strong real estate portfolio that's generating income, but maybe excessively concentrated, and you're just trying to figure out how to diversify your wealth. The second person may be the high income executive or leadership role that now you're trying to optimize or maximize that income and build a true financial foundation that can create wealth. Or lastly, that business owner that most of your wealth that you've been working so hard to build is inside that business that you own. And now you're like, hey, how do I build value outside of that business and convert that to long-term wealth for me and my family? All three of those type of people can certainly join this virtual event to start to get the clarity and the direction they need to navigate these new levels.
Got you. Now let's talk about the minimums. How much should I make annually to be able to, enjoy this session? Do I need 600,000 or more? Do I need less? Like, what type of, like, let's be specific on who needs to really enjoy this conversation.
Sure. So we're talking about those that have a bottom line income, whether this is W-2 or if this is what you pay yourself through your business or your real estate portfolio, typically about 500,000, because that's marked in the highest tax bracket of 37%. And most people who's earning that do not want 37% of their money going to the government. So it's specifically for those that are in that tax bracket. In addition to that, those executive or leadership roles may come with other forms of compensation. You may be being compensated through other forms of equity, RSUs, PSUs, all these different forms of payment that you could be accepting. Certainly want to be present in the room if you have that as well.
Got you. And I don't want to ask you, but I kind of do. If you can just give me a little, just a little snippet of a little flavor that I'm going to get from that room. I know we're going to have to pull up and, you have to be in the brackets, but I'm just saying, we can just get a little taste right quick.
Wrong with a little taste. So let me just drop a couple of things you can expect to experience. We're going to introduce you to a concept you're probably not familiar with. We're going to introduce you to something, an integrated wealth system, where, as you described it in the opener, where you're starting to coordinate all these different pieces. You may not know that wealth is a business. And in order for a business to be successful, you need systems, you need structure, you need strong leadership. If you want your wealth business to be successful and actually grow in value, leave generational wealth, and not lose it by that second generation, like you said, you need systems, you need structure, and you need leadership. And we're going to show you all of that on how you can drive your wealth forward using this newfound approach.
And who is this not for?
There's a difference between personal finance and wealth management. Personal finance is where we are just managing our income and expenses, our savings, our debt, maybe saving for one specific type of purchase. But once we graduate, where taxes is a big problem, Once we graduate to now, I need to make sure my personal estate has direction. Now we're getting into the management of your wealth. So if we're still in the personal finance stage, typically below that income level, where taxes may not be your biggest concern, diversifying your portfolio may not be your biggest concern, or creating generational wealth may not be your biggest concern. You may just be concerned with yourself. I just want my own personal financial security. If that's the case, that this may not be the conversation for you. But if you have the opposite philosophy or the opposite beliefs about where you're trying to take your wealth to, and that you fit those other things that we listed, we want to have you in the room.
So if you meet the criteria and you want to move beyond basic financial advice into real strategy, request your invitation using the link in the show notes. See you there.
It's a black man Sunday. Time to put all childish things away.